You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So we've got a great show for you today. It's my friend, Jesse Kelly. He is absolutely hilarious, has no fear in saying what he believes. And, you know, he has a sense of humor these days, which seems to be dead among society. The last time I saw him, we were ripping shots of tequila. He's also a good time. But he's a really smart guy. He's a student of history. So we're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff today. He has a nationally syndicated radio show, The Jesse Kelly Show. And we're going to get into a lot of things that are going on in the country right now. We're going to get into the incredibly sad and horrific shooting that took place in Texas that left so many children dead. Two teachers. I'm going to talk to Jesse about, you know, why are we seeing things like that in society? Everyone says, let's do something. Is there something to be done? I don't know. I'm going to talk to Jesse about it. I'm also going to talk to him about his Sky is Green theory. If you don't know what I mean by that, you're going to want to listen. It's super interesting, totally on point, and I think you're going to want to hear about it. We're also going to talk about this new Gallup poll that shows a rise in people identifying as LGBT. So now 1 in 5 Gen Z adults identify as LGBT. Why is that? I'm going to ask Jesse that question. So a lot of serious stuff, a lot of funny stuff as well. We're going to laugh. We're going to get to the heart of a lot of these issues with my good friend, Jesse Kelly, a smart guy and a hilarious one as well. So Jesse Kelly up next. So Jesse Kelly, I've got a bone to pick with you. So, So I checked in with you earlier today to be like, hey, Jesse, like looking forward to talking to you today. And then you responded, who's this? And I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. And I was like, oh, it's Lisa Booth. And you're like, LOL, I know.
How could you fall for the oldest trick in the book, Lisa? It's not like we haven't coordinated these things together before. I didn't lose your number. How could you fall for the who is this trick? Don't be mad at me. Be mad at yourself.
I am. I actually am. I think because like I've been running around today and maybe you got a new phone. I don't know. Like, I don't know what. And also, I have three brothers. So this is basically this is what I went through my entire like childhood. I should know better. But so kudos. Well played. Well done. You know, you got me.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, I'd like to think that your brothers are smiling somewhere when they hear this story.
Very much so. So take the win. You know, you got it. So the last time I saw you, we were ripping tequila shots, and I got to meet your better half, your wife, Aubrey, who is freaking awesome. And she is exactly like what I thought she would be, because let's be honest, you're a piece of work. And so I figured whoever was married to you would have to be able to like totally hold her own and like be super cool and a badass. And she's beautiful. But yeah, so she's awesome. And that was a ton of fun.
Yeah, she is a spitfire. It's a little bit insulting, Lisa, that all my friends, when they meet my wife, they tell her, oh, the long-suffering wife. That's not very nice. I think she's the luckiest woman on the planet. I tell her that all the time.
I'm sure you do. So, no, but she truly is awesome. You know, so, Jesse, I wanted to get into it. So you tweet a lot about your sky is green theory. So for the folks at home who don't follow you on Twitter but should, what is your sky is green theory?
Well, I will tell you, I have this feeling that this is just, let me filibuster for a minute, Lisa. Sorry. I know it's your podcast. I'm taking over for a second.
Now the Jesse Kelly podcast.
I don't believe the country can come back together. I don't believe there is any uniting at all. There's no uniting the divisions. And I say this because look at every single talking point or platform of the left right now. Every single one. They're all lies and based on outright, easily verifiable lies. Okay, just stay with me. So they're based on lies. If you have somebody who is, they watch CNN at night to get their news. They pick up the Washington Post in the morning to read it. They listen to what the latest Hollywood actor says. They watch the Oscars. They drown in the leftist propaganda from TV and whatnot. You have a human being there, however you want to think of them, who exists entirely in a world that is not real. They exist in a make-believe world. I'm going to get to the sky screen theory. Sorry, but bear with me a minute. I took Aubrey, actually, out to go see. We love to go see stand-up comedians. We just always have a good time, go out, have a couple cocktails, laugh a little bit. And one of my favorite comedians, his name is Arnez J. He's a black guy, one of the older guys, used to do with Bernie Mac and whatnot. He's hilarious. I love the guy. But we went out a few weeks ago in Houston, and he stops his comedy set at some point in time, and he gets serious for a minute. And he starts explaining to the crowd how white people have declared a race war on black people, and there's a race war coming on black people. And I wasn't offended, because I don't get offended or anything like that, but I remember just sitting there completely baffled. What kind of a world of make-believe do you have to live in to believe that? That's not true at all, and it's not kind of true. It's not a little true. We don't just have a different perspective. Everything you just said is a lie because all you consume is lies. Therefore, you live in a world of make-believe. How can I compromise with you? How do we heal a divide? How deep into your world of make-believe should I go to heal the divide? Which brings me to the sky is green theory. We have such a broken country now because every culture has pillars, right? And every culture, depending on the culture, but you're going to have a religion. Religion is going to be one of your pillars. You're going to have some form of a media. You're going to have the government, an education system, entertainment, honestly. Sports are part of that. These are cultural pillars. We now have a country that is so broken and corrupt. All of our pillars, they all believe the same sick ideology. Therefore, there's never a check on the other pillars, and they can create something out of nothing. Meaning, if the system woke up tomorrow and they decided they wanted people to believe the sky is green, like I could say that to you and your listeners, and they would look, they're probably looking up right now and saying, no one would believe that. I'm looking up, the sky is blue. I have two eyes. I don't need, but you don't understand how powerful it is when you have a rotten system like this. If the government decided to start saying it, they would immediately be putting out, you know, CDC guidelines on it. The latest scientists would come out and say it. You'd turn on the news at night. You'd have Harvard nerd after Stanford nerd after Princeton nerd coming on TV saying, I have 19,000 PhDs, and I'm telling you, we did some studies, and the sky is actually green. Hollywood would start making movies, and the sky would be green in the background. Your favorite professional athlete would come out on Instagram putting out a video saying, well, I just learned the sky is green. Buy my new Nikes. Your kids would have to acknowledge the greenness of the sky to get past passing grades in grade school, let alone what they go through up to college, over and over and over and over and over again, this propaganda would be circulated, and something you could easily verify is a lie with your own eyes would be believed by roughly half of the population. That is the sky is green theory, and that's why we cannot unite. That's why we will not unite, because so many people exist in a world that is not real, and there's no saving that.
So if there's no saving it, is it a national divorce, or what needs to be done, or how does that work?
Well, I have my own dreams, but they're not going to happen. I do dream of a national divorce. The only reason to be a country, or even, don't even make it a country, a tribe. The only reason to be like a tiny tribe somewhere, 100 people. The only reason to do that, you come together for protection and prosperity. That's why people have done it throughout the history of mankind. But you have to share values. Otherwise, you might as well go find a new tribe or live somewhere else. If you have different values, then you're just going to kill each other, tear each other apart. It won't work. The only point in being a country is if you have shared values. We don't anymore. We should come together and agree to hate each other and find a couple mediators and have a national divorce. Let's split up the assets and liabilities and let's go our separate ways and you go be communists and we'll be sane people over here. Now, I'm not an idiot. That's not going to happen. But it is happening naturally already, and it will continue to do so as the left continues to go further left and more insane and more insane. I mean, the mainstream positions now of the Democratic Party are things Bill Clinton would have considered to be certifiably insane. I mean, the main position is abortion up till the time of birth. What? That's medieval ghoulishness, but yet that's a mainstream position. So as they continue to go that way, we will naturally continue to flee those things. We'll flee COVID restrictions. We'll flee the critical race theory in schools. And you're seeing this as California is hemorrhaging people. New York is hemorrhaging people. People are already balkanizing into their red areas. They're getting more active, getting on school boards and whatnot, as they should, and making them redder. So what we're going to have is just deep, deep red states and deep, deep blue states with nothing in common. We're already separating.
So I want to play this clip from a House Judiciary Committee hearing on abortion. Let's take a listen.
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
So, Jesse, do they actually believe this, though?
Yes and no. Now, I've described the communists this way, and I really mean this. I'm not for once trying to insult them. You need to think about them as if they're robots, right? And a thinking person, anyone sitting down listening to the Lisa Booth podcast right now is someone who wants to think. You have a million options to listen. You're listening to Lisa Booth's voice right now. You want to think. And thinking people have a very difficult time understanding that a huge percentage of the population does not want to think. They don't. They want to be told everything, where to go, how to live, what to eat, what to do, what to watch, what not to watch, what to say, what not to say. And so if you think about them like robots, it's because that's what they are. They go up to the hive mind and they plug in the old cord and they get uploaded with whatever software, whatever talking points they're supposed to be given, and then they leave and then they just simply regurgitate those. That's why every communist is a mile wide and an inch deep. If you ask even a brief probe, even a small probing question, they'll either yell at you or change the subject or something. It's not that they're that mad. You've gone outside of their programming. That human being right there, you can think she's an idiot, you can think she's evil, you can think she's whatever, and she may be all of those things, but she's just a robot. She's gone up to the machine, she plugged in, she got uploaded with these things, and now that's how she wants to live her life. She's been programmed, she can't go outside of her programming, and that's what she's going to do. Now, thinking people, that sounds like death for them. Anyone listening to the sound of my voice right now thinks that's insane, that sounds crazy, but you have to understand that's half of your country now, at least, and we're raising new generations of them. We find out to teach kids this stuff in school now. Sit there, this is what's true, this is what's not, just learn, go away, and repeat it. That's what they do.
Well, and speaking of that, so there was a Gallup poll recently that showed the rise in people identifying as LGBT. You look at the poll indicated that there's been an increase from 2.6% of baby boomers identifying as such compared to Gen Z now at 20.8%. One in five Gen Z adults identify as LGBT. Why is that?
Oh, because of society's programming. Culture is not difficult. It's not complicated, and it's not difficult. Culture is you're going to get more of what you incentivize and less of what you disincentivize as a society, whatever that is. You cannot go buy a pack of Oreos now without getting waterboarded with gay stuff. You can't. It's everywhere. We fly gay flags from our embassy. Every single sitcom, gay, 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 gay. Everything's gay. Everything's gay. We're about to have Pride Month where we're all gay, gay this, gay that, trans this, cut your penis off. You can turn into a boy. It's endless, endless amounts of this being pushed every single place you look. And so that's what we're incentivizing. Therefore, we're getting more of it. There's not something in the water. Well, I mean, there is something in the water, but still, it's not that there's something in the water. You just pointed it out. It used to be 2. Now it's what, 20? It's gonna continue to go higher because that's what we incentivize now. We've decided as a country to make the LGBTQ, who knows, whatever weirdo crap they've added in there now. We've decided to make that something we celebrate, something we incentivize, and therefore it's the cool thing. I have a couple guys who work for me here in studio, and one of them's pretty fresh out of college, and we were talking about this one day off air, and he said, you got to understand, I knew people in college who were dudes who would just go gay for like a month just because it was the trendy, cool thing to do, and they get a couple pats on the back from it. It's just like the thing you do. Now, I grew up in a little bit of a different generation than that. That was not something you just did. But we are incentivizing it everywhere now, therefore we're getting more of it.
We have to take a quick break. Back with my friend, Jesse Kelly.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You also talk a lot about how, you know, Republicans always lay the groundwork for the left. We saw it after George Floyd, you know, the right being like, oh, we need police reform. Police are terrible. All this crap. We're definitely going to see it now in the wake of this horrific shooting that killed 19 kids, 2 teachers. You know, what do you think is ultimately going to happen as obviously the conversation shifts in the country towards, you know, gun control?
Nothing's going to happen with gun control, definitely not going into the midterms. I don't care how many squishy loser politicians we have on our side, and we have many. There's no appetite for that whatsoever. You just get yourself tossed out. But I will say the whole mass shooting response is actually a huge, I think it is possibly the biggest reason the country is coming apart. And I really genuinely mean that. This is something that really began. I know politicians have used this stuff for a long time, but this really went mainstream under Barack Obama, where every time there was a mass shooting, he would run to the microphone. And while bodies were still warm start politicizing it, start gun grabbing, instead of just coming together, being sad, mourning. It is healthy for the human mind to mourn. That's how we're created. We're created to have times of mourning and times of sorrow. And we had parents last night who were still frantically searching for their baby girl, and people are out there screaming at Republicans and calling for gun grabs. And what that does when you deny somebody the ability to mourn, you create a level of bitterness and division there that cannot be healed. And that's what we're doing right now nationally. It has become mainstream. It's just without a second thought. This is, you name it, the name of the cable news host, the Democrat politician, top to bottom, it's immediate. While the bodies are still warm, sometimes while they're still falling, they're calling for these things, and it's torn the country apart. My neighbor, I live in a blood red area, but my neighbor is a Democrat. If I found out his son got killed in school, it would never occur to me to run over there and say, see, that's why you got to carry guns. I've been telling you this for a long time. Like, it would never occur to me. Yeah, I would run over there, but it would be to be sad with him, to be there for him. Can I do anything for you and your family? Because that's a normal human thing. They don't think like that now. If mine got killed, now he wouldn't do this, but if he was, and the mainstream Democrats would be pounding on my door as I get the phone call that my son's dead. Hey, that's why you got to get rid of guns. I bet you don't want to pass gun legislation. What level of bitterness does that create in me? And hate does that create in me? It's really bad.
So you're saying you're a good neighbor?
No, I'm saying...
Well, no, I know your point.
I consider myself a great neighbor, Lisa, because why? I want to be left alone, and I want you to be left alone. So I'm not going to bother you, and you're not going to bother me, and don't park a bunch of cars in front of my house, and other than that, we're just going to be fine, and that works out great for everybody.
No, but I mean, I totally agree with your point in the sense of you would just reach out and say, hey, can I, you know, what do you need, praying for you, and not try to make it, you know, so political and divisive, which is exactly what Joe Biden has done with that speech that he gave. Did you listen to anything he had to say?
I listened to very little because the news was so awful last night. I decided it's probably a good night to just kind of walk away from a lot of it. I did hear a couple clips, but I didn't even have to listen, Lisa. I knew what he was going to do. It's what he does every time. It's what they all do. And again, this is what Barack Obama brought into the country, that this is simply what you do now. So it's what they all do. I didn't have to listen to know what he was going to say. He's going to reference the gun lobby. He's going to blame Republicans. I didn't have to listen to know what was coming.
Do you think, I mean, we saw a lot of people buying guns during the, you know, George Floyd riots when the country was sort of going to hell. And then I think a lot of people saw what went down with COVID, because obviously it's not about guns for the left, in my opinion. It's always about the control aspect, right? You look at gun control, it's not about the gun part of the equation, it's about the control part of the equation. They'll use anything to try to obtain control. And, you know, you talk about communism, what always happens? They try to stifle free speech and censor and then take guns away. I mean, do you think more people are aware of that, or sort of what are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't, Lisa. Well, I guess probably more are aware. I think for the most part, Americans, we have guns in our DNA. It was part of our creation as a country. And just instinctively, even if people weren't necessarily political, instinctively, when things are going bad, I mean, you'll see in American history, the stock market will go down and people will go buy guns. It wasn't just the riots after St. George Floyd died. I mean, COVID restrictions, people went and bought guns. It's just one of those things we run to when times are tough. We instinctively go buy guns. But do I think people actually realize why the communists always push for gun control? No, I don't. There are so many people who just don't want to politic. They want to be left alone. But people need to understand that it's not that they want guns because they care about mass shootings or death or anything like that. These are the most anti-human people on the planet. The people who believe you should abort a newborn baby if you want are not worried about a mass shooting. Democrats want guns because they want the freedom to hurt you if you don't comply. It's not more complicated than that. These people want to hurt you, or at least the freedom to hurt you. They will hurt you if you can't protect yourself. It's why they've gone after them for so long and why they always will. It's the thing they need. They absolutely have to have this in order to complete their disgusting plan for this country.
Why do you think we see these mass shootings here in America?
I think we have a gigantic mental health crisis that is complicated, yes, but probably not that complicated if we were actually to dig into it in an honest way, which we'll never do because we're a boilerplate society that gets a virus and tells everyone to stand 6 feet away from other people and wear a mask. So we're not interested in real solutions. When it comes to a mental health crisis, we have a country of children who don't come from two-parent homes. We have a country that doesn't go to church anymore. We have a country where we're drugging children at a very early age. We have a country where we're very disconnected because we're all online now, social media this, social media that. So you want to talk about mental illness? We just brought up all the LGBTQ stuff. We're promoting mental illness at the highest levels. If you're a man who thinks you can chop your penis off and be a woman, I don't hate you, but you're mentally ill and you need help. Instead of telling that person he needs help, we tell him, oh, here, come on down to the doctor's office. Just sharpen the scissors. That is, we're creating mental health crisis on purpose. And when I bring up drugs, I want to make sure people understand, I'm not just talking about illegal drugs. I'm not talking about the devil's lettuce or something like that. We have legal drugs through our disgusting FDA and pharmaceutical system that are terrible for you, absolutely terrible for you. And so a combination of so many of these things, we have a bunch of angry, lonely young men. And angry, lonely young men, it doesn't matter where they are, whether it's in Afghanistan during terrorist recruitment or in America, angry, lonely young men are deadly young men.
What is the devil's lettuce?
It's weed, Lisa, you square. Gosh.
I say marijuana or weed. I've never heard of devil's
You're
lettuce.
You're such a square, Lisa. Gosh, that's so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for you right now.
Sorry, I'm not as cool as you, Jesse. So, you know, we're talking about the mental health crisis in the country. How much do you think it has to do with sort of the decline of religion in America?
Well, it's huge. It's huge. And look, I'm not preaching it to anybody, nor would I be qualified at all to preach to anyone about anything. But understand that societies, every one of them, from the biggest empire to the smallest tribe in the Australian outback, they all have a religion. There's a reason people do that. It gives you some sort of moral anchor that your entire society rotates around. You have to have one. It is part of having a healthy nation is having a religion in your country. You have to have one. And when you start taking that away from people, then you remove the anchor and you're going whichever way the winds or the tides take you. That's where we're at right now. It's a big deal. It's not a small deal. It's a big deal. But again, we're so uninterested in actual real solutions to problems, they will never bring that up. We just won't.
Quick break. More with Jesse on the other side.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Well, so there's always these calls, you know, do something. We have to do something, you know, that's what all the politicians say. Is there something to be done?
No. And actually, the second I hear people calling to do something, the second you feel this tug that we have to do something and you hear politicians saying we have to do something, you should know that in that exact moment, that is the worst possible time to do something. When people are crying out, we did this during COVID too. Oh, there's a deadly virus. Somebody do something. Well, they did something. We're about to go into a Great Depression. The Great Depression we're about to go into is a result of the public screaming, do something. Don't do anything when you're governed by your emotions. Stop, calm down, let things quiet down. And then once things have calmed down and quieted down, have some sober, logical moments and figure out if there are things you should do. You don't do anything when you're screaming to do something. That's the worst time to do anything.
Well, you don't make any good decisions when you're basing it off of emotion, just period in life. I mean, I've never made a good decision when I'm emotional, I'll tell you that much.
No, we all do. Yeah, everyone's guilty of that. I mean, obviously, you probably more so than me because you're a woman, but everyone's guilty
of
that. You know, you're mad. You pop off with your mouth at something you didn't mean. Here comes the apology tour because you got mad. And you look, when you're emotional, you are not an intelligent human being when you're allowing them to govern you.
You know, Jesse, so you're a big history buff. You know, looking back at history, are there any points of comparison to where we are now as a country?
Yeah, I think ancient Rome, everyone knows what ancient Rome is. Ancient Rome, remember, was a republic for the longest time, you know, governed by the Senate and elected senators and whatnot. And then ancient Rome started to get way too rich and way too corrupt. And the haves started to collect more, and they used what they collected to crush the have-nots and chase out the middle class. They imported slave labor. Not that that would happen here in America. They massively imported cheap labor to run people out of the middle class. They not only were corrupt at the top, they were nakedly corrupt. They would rub it in the face of the people and rub it in the face of the people and rub it in the face of the people. And then eventually that's how you get from a republic to an empire that's ruled by a dictator. And I believe that's where we're going. I think that's right where we're in the middle of right now.
Well, I think we've gotten to the point of naked corruption, as you're pointing it out. I mean, it's I can't remember the quote, but it's like, they know you're lying. They know you know they're lying. I can't, you know, it's like they don't even try. They used to be a lot better at covering things up, and now they're just so blatant, which is just such a, like, it makes me so mad because it's just this intentional, like, sticking it to us. Like, I can do whatever I want to you type thing. And it's infuriating.
Well, it's intentional. They do it on purpose. They're not accidental about it. They're rubbing it in your face on purpose. I mean, one of the great recent examples was, remember, I forget which one of the stupid new variants they were trying to panic us about for COVID, and Barack Obama had, what, a 500-600 person maskless party when they were telling everyone else to shut down? When they told you couldn't bury your mother, you couldn't bury your father, you're saying goodbye to your wife on a Zoom call, and then John Lewis dies and they pack like 300 people in a church for a funeral. They've been doing this over the top for the last 2 years, not just corrupt, nakedly corrupt and mocking you, rubbing your face in it like a dog where you're trying to potty train him. That's what they've done. They'll pay for it eventually.
Now, we've smelled a lot of crap over the past couple of years here, unfortunately. You know, is there anything else? Is there anything you want to leave us with before we go?
No, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I think I was really great today.
You really were, Jesse. You always nail it. You just have that knack to always do home runs, you know?
Appreciate you having me, Lisa.
Thanks so much for listening. Jesse's so freaking funny. That dude just cracks me up. He is a piece of work, but he's a good friend, so I'm lucky to call him one. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Thanks to my producer, John Cassio, for putting it together. If you wouldn't mind, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Rate us 5 stars. Always appreciate sharing it on social media, sending it to your friends. Any help in sort of getting the show out there is really appreciated. every Monday, every Thursday. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, guys.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.